Children in elementary school and high school can now burn off their pent-up energy at the Yara Center after school due to a new partnership between the city and a community business. Officials with the city of Moose Jaw and members of Golden West Broadcasting gathered on February 28 to announce a three-year partnership for the DiscoverMooseJaw.com free after-school program, which will see Yara Center offer free turf use every school day from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. for youths aged 5 to 17. Parents and guardians will have to supervise their children if they are under age 10. This won't be a babysitting service. Youths will have to be independent enough to participate in activities. The media company committed $4,000 to the after-school program, $2,500 towards advertising signs at the venue and $500 for advertising signs at the Kinsman Sportsplex, Phyllis Dewar Outdoor Pool and the Dog Park, for a total contribution of $24,000. I'm most excited that we're making use of the facility we already have, Mayor Clive Tolley said. Residents pay taxes to heat the building and ensure it's maintained, so the more hours per day that are available for participation, the better it is for the community, he continued. There are many times throughout the day when residents can use the building, from the morning to the afternoon to the evening, so this after-school program, which allows kids to burn off energy before supper, fills in a gap that ensures the Yara Center is used to its maximum potential, the mayor said. Residents who pay property taxes also contribute to the Yara Center's upkeep, programs, and staff even if they don't use the venue, so this new program provides an opportunity for families to use the space, he continued. Yara Center will not offer facilitators or instructors during the after-school program, but instead, youths can organize activities themselves while using the venue's resources. That is, the best kind of play. I know when I was a kid, we went outside and we played our games that we created. And I think that that's the thing, said Tolley. We'll see as time advances whether there will be a need for facilitators and leaders. Ellipsis. I just think it's a good thing that it's not too organized because they're organized already all day at school. Leslie Campbell, general manager of Golden West Broadcasting, explained that the company was looking for more ways to be involved in the community, and, through talks with the city, learned an opportunity existed at Yara Center. Both parties also thought supporting youths made the most sense. Campbell thought the after-school initiative was huge, especially since she has four kids who require activities to keep busy. So, the fact youths can use the Yara Center for free, solidify friendships, form new ones and stay active is important. To provide youth, in partnership with the city of Moose Jaw, with free sport opportunity, and free exercise, it just hits on so many levels and that's why it's important, she said. Youth are our future, and anything we can do to help them is a good thing. This is a good thing.